Today's reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 12, and should be found on, trying to read down there, page 1153 of the Church Bibles. Unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Emily. So that's a wee bit of a strange passage for us. We're thinking about saints, and you've got us reading about body parts. What does that mean? So from our reading, 1 Corinthians, there are three main points about saints that we can gather from this passage, and they might not immediately be really prevalent to us, but hopefully we can work through some of those this morning. We find Paul here writing to the church in Corinth discussing a body part. What on earth? Well, he's not actually talking about a physical body, but he is saying that we are connected through the Spirit. We are the saints alive in God because of God's Spirit, because of the Holy Spirit. So this is our first point today, Spirit of God. Does everybody want to say that together? Spirit of God. Yeah, so we are saints alive because of the Spirit of God. Now, I want you to take a good look around you. I know you've always wanted to do this when you've been sitting in church. Have a good look around. Have a wee wave, everybody. Hello. Hello. Yeah. What a strange bunch of people. Eh? I'm only joking. We are so glad you're here. But we are such an unlikely bunch of people to find together sitting here on a Sunday morning. We are not connected by a sport or a hobby. We're not connected by social background or particular education, although some of those things might apply. We are not primarily here because of a craft that we like to do or a sport that we like to play, but we're here because of God. We're here because we want to know more about his Spirit and about how that we can be filled with each other. So what links us together, what links saints together, is God's Spirit that lives in each one of us. And that's what makes us, each one of you, God's saints. And it's not about what we can do or even about what we've done, but only through God's grace and his Spirit can we be called saints. And it takes the whole people of God, all of us together, to begin to show and share what God is like to each other as well as to the world around us. And we've seen that in verse 13 that was just read. So today I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach. I'm going to talk a wee bit and then I'm going to get used to do some things. Does that sound okay? Yeah? Nothing too hard, I promise. So our first task, if you like, is to find the sheet with the dove on your table. Now, there should be, if there isn't one on your table, there should be one around somewhere. There's a spare set at the front if you don't have a set. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah? So, has everybody got one? There's a spare set here, or there's a spare set. So good. Yep. Amazing. So, this dove represents God's Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And what I'd love us to do is there's some post-it notes and pens as well, is to write your name on a post-it note and stick it on the dove. And when you're done, somebody from your little cluster or your little table would want to come up and stand and hold up your sheet with all of the names on it. Does that sound good? Sounds good. Off you go. Okay, has everybody got their name on a post-it? I'd love to come and see it if you ever hold it up at the front. There is a method to my madness, I promise. So good. Have we all got? There we go. You can come up along the front so everybody can see as well. You don't have to all huddle. So good. Have we got everyone? Haven't left anybody out? Everybody there? Let's see. There we go, Melissa. Okay, so let's read some names, shall we? Let's see. Linda. Where's Linda? Only messing with you, Linda. Who else we got? Mary, Bill, Lou. Yes, we bet. It's fun. Jane, Anne. Jennifer, hi. Roger. Loads and loads of people's names. Now, what this represents is we are all different. All of these post-it notes were written by a different person. They all have a different handwriting, as you can see. Some of them even have some pictures over here. I love this. Yeah. Some of them have some pictures. They're all different, but we're all connected to the one piece of paper. We're all connected to the dove. We're all connected to God's Spirit because of who he is. And that's how we are all saints in Christ, because we are connected by different people, but through one method, which is his Spirit. So here are the saints, all these names, the saints of St. Thomas's, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Thank you. You've been a great round of applause. You can sit. Amazing. Say goodbye. So good. Thank you. Okay, so we're all saints because we are connected. We are filled by the Spirit of God. We're all saints because of the body of Christ. Now, does everybody want to say that together? We're all saints because of the body of Christ. Yeah. So it takes all saints, everyone here, to be a church. If it's just one person, it wouldn't be as effective as having everyone here. It takes all the saints here in this church to become an example of who Jesus is to each other, but also to the community around us. And each one of us has been given a part of his body, of Christ's body, to use. Now, I'm not talking about you're physically an arm or you're physically a leg. I'm talking about spiritually. See, that means we have a unique role to play, a unique job that nobody else can play in a church. And no matter what age you are, no matter how we perceive ourselves, we all have a role, and you're needed as part of the body of Christ. You're needed for this whole big picture to work. So, on your tables, 10 points for guessing what the next one is. If you can find your outline of your body, there should be Everybody got it? So what, this one's a wee bit different. So what I'd like you to do is put your names on the body and the places that match your gifts and talents, okay? So, for example, if you're someone who's a good listener, I want you to write your name over the ear on the sheet. So take your pen and write your name over the sheet. If you're someone who's good at catering, which I know there are people who are good at catering, I have had it here, you can write your name over the stomach or over the hands because you're good at making things. If you are a visitor with us, you might want to put your name over the feet because you're actively going and seeking. You're good at going out there. So you kind of get my point, yeah? So once you're done with that, I'd like, again, a different person from your cluster to come up and hold your sheet. Now, I'm not good at anything, okay? Because I know in Scotland we're good at being very modest, but I know that each and every one of you has at least one place where you can write your name on that body, okay? Sound good. Off you go. And it's okay if you have more than one. Please write as many down as you can think of. Have more than one. You could have the same, that's okay. We got some names. If you're done, if your cluster's done, do you want to bring it up to the front? Somebody bring it up to the front, we can have a look. So good, thank you. Yes. Oh, because you're all being so modest. You definitely fit some more names in there. I'll be probably asking some people some names. Have we all got one? Are we all sorted? Yeah? I'm going to have a wee look. Let's see. Lots of names. Yep, Betty. Hans. Yep, you're good at serving. Bill?
That's me.
Yeah? What are you good at? What's this represent? Oh, sorry.
I take the gospel to people and I help them. I use my
hand. Amazing. Yes. So good. There we go. Yeah? Who have we got? Let's see. Elizabeth, why is yours in your hand? Yeah?
Make things.
Yeah, you're great. You're amazing at making things. You're amazing helping with kids. Yeah. Dee? Liz?
Running and listening.
Amazing. Oh, yes, you're up there too. Amazing. Yes. Who we got here? Naomi, what's yours mean? Running. Amazing. Good at running. Rachel Hand?
Good at helping
people. You're amazing at helping people.
Caring.
Oh, so good. I'll pick one more. Avril. Hi, Avril. Why'd you put the head? Yeah, lots of interior design. Yeah, lots of thinking. So sometimes I know in Scotland, especially, we are not good at naming these things that we are good at. Okay, there's lots of reasons for that. Society tells us we're not good enough. We believe that we're not good enough. But as saints, we all have at least one thing. I know that every one of you definitely has more than one, because I can see that. At least one thing that God has given us. These are God's given talents that's placed on us, that we can be part of the body of Christ and use as saints together. So, lost my place. Yes. As all of us, we all have a place in the body of Christ. We are all given a place by the gifts and talents and things that are placed on our hearts and the things that we have been given by God. And sometimes, as I said, we can have more than one, which is amazing. And I love for us to explore that a bit more and use that. And sometimes other people are a bit better at recognizing what we're good at rather than ourselves. And today I'm just really encouraging us. As saints, I want us to talk about what we're good at and encourage one another, that all these things, because they're true. You all have a gift and ability to be a saint, to go out and do things in the name of Christ. And it's not about, oh, they're way better at cooking than me. I can never make tray bakes to help out, or I can never get up there and speak. You know, it's not all about that, but it's about using what you do have and allowing us as a church, as a community, as saints gathered together, to work together and use that. So yeah, I may not be good at baking. Never get me to bake, that's all I'm saying. Poor Emily has to deal with my cooking half the time. But I know somebody who's really good at cooking. Sometimes just eat, it's very good at cooking. But we can use that in a church setting and together. We are a body of Christ with different gifts as saints that we can use together. So much, round of applause. Round of applause for our help. Amazing. So yeah, we are everyone here, the saints of God, as St. Thomas says, who together with our different gifts and talents make up one body of Christ. Okay, last one, you'll be glad to know. Last one, we're all saints because God is at work in us. We're all saints because God is at work. Does everybody want to say that together? We're all saints because God is at work. Yeah. Every one of us, every saint, is a work in progress. We never stop progressing. We're all a work in progress. I'm still a work in progress. I have lots of things to learn. But God has promised to bring that work in us to completion. And one day, as we work with him and as we work with other saints around us, see, this is why we need to be kind to each other. We need to have understanding towards one another. We need to stand in awe of each other and those individual gifts and talents that we have just looked at. You see, this world can be really harsh, and I get that. You know, we don't just live in a church bubble. But that is why, as saints together, we need to build each other up so that when we do go out into those worlds and into this world and into those communities, that we stand firm in our faith that God's got our back and that we have got God's Spirit in us. We are part of the body of Christ. God is still at work in me. So therefore, I can go out and be a saint to those in need. And to remind us of this, Sometimes we can speak really negatively over ourselves. We have been given a name by people in our families, people in our workplaces, people in our schools that necessarily don't represent what we feel on the inside. We have been given those negative names on ourselves, and today I want to reinstate our saint names. To remind us that we are all called, not because of what we do, not because of what we've done in the past, not because of what we will do in the future, but because of God's Spirit in us. So, last task, promise. There should be a strip of white labels on your tables or around about you. If there's not enough, there should be spare post-it notes that you can use for this as well. But in a minute, what I'd like you to do is take a pen and write your name, so I would write Rebecca, on your post-it note, okay? But make sure there's a little space at the top of your sticky note, so there's space so you can write something else. Okay, so take a pen, take a post-it or your sticky label, and write your name on the sheet. Okay, there we go. So everybody now has, or should now have, or soon to be have, your label or your post-it note with your name on it. What I'd like you to do is, just in case you forget, take your label off and put it on you somewhere that everybody can see it. Sometimes I forget my own name, so we'll just put it there, just in case. So, we all have a name, our own name. Yeah, Sergey, do we all have a name? And what I'd like us to do is something a wee bit different than what we're not really used to doing in the church all that often. And it may be uncomfortable for some people, but if you don't want to, that's fine. You can just stay in your seat and we'll know that's okay. But what I'd love us to do is just as a congregation and as a family, a church family, as saints together, is what I'd like you to do is take a pen with you and find somebody in this room, somebody in this place. And what I'd like you to do is take your pen and above their name, write the word saint. Okay? And as we do this, I'd love us if we could pray for one another. So whoever you pick, if we could just spend a few minutes in prayer and just really encouraging these people and building each other up to know that what they're good at, even if you see a gift or talent that we've just discussed, tell them. You know, don't be, oh no, they'll think I'm stupid if I tell them. No. Okay, that's out the window today. We're going to tell people what they're good at and why they're good at it and why they're a saint in Christ. Yeah? Yes. Okay, find a person, take a pen. Let's pray. Amazing, okay. I really don't want to break up these conversations because they're so good. Hello. I really don't want to break up these conversations. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh. It's all good. Yeah, I'm so encouraged just by hearing some of these conversations as I go around. So good. Yeah, I'm so sorry to break up these conversations. I really want these types of conversations to continue as well after I've finished. So that's just a little bit of a visual reminder to remind us that we're all saints. Okay, we're all saints because of the three things that we learned today. Now, can anybody remember without looking at the screen? What did we learn today about saints? 3 points. What was the first one? Spirit, yeah. We're all saints because God's Spirit lives in us. Yeah? Number two. Let down my technology. Yeah, but number two, we're all saints because of the body of Christ. Not because of what we've done, but because we are part of a family, we're part of God's family, and His Spirit lives in us. And three, because God isn't finished with us. God isn't finished with us. No matter what we have said over ourselves, no matter what other people have said over us, no matter how we feel that we're not good enough, that we are nothing, we can't be a saint because they're too good. No, you're a saint because of these things. Because God's Spirit is still in you, because you are part of a church family, a saint family in Christ, and because God has placed these gifts in you. Yeah, so, here are our saints. Saint Scott, Saint Rachel, I can't even, Saint Alison. We're all saints together, and I never want you to forget that. There's 3 points that we're saints because of God's Spirit, because we're part of a body, and because God isn't finished with us yet.